Welcome to Pet Tips with Dr. Stacy Nelson from VetGR for Pets in St. Pete. Today we're going to talk about some harmful things that we see around the holidays that can be dangerous to your pets. So please remember the plants that we see during the holiday season that can be very toxic. Poinsettias, lilies to cats, and holly in both dogs and cats. Mistletoe is actually something that should be kept away from dogs and cats too. Candles can also be toxic. They smell great and dogs and cats can try to eat them. And also, of course, if they are lit, it becomes a burn risk. Our Christmas trees are often beautiful and covered with amazing memories and things that we love. But remember, if you have a live tree, make sure that you have something blocking the water, as that can be very toxic to dogs and cats. Some cats love to climb up the middle of the tree, so just make sure that you've got it blocked off so they can't do that. Ornaments can actually also pose hazard. It's not uncommon for cats to try and play and bat ornaments around, and if they're glass, it can cut their feet. Puppies, not knowing any better, often will try and pick up either glass ornaments and cut their mouth, or if you like string popcorn, they will swallow the popcorn and the string, which can cause a very bad damage to the GI tract. Same with tinsel and ribbons. Cats love to play with ribbon and tinsel and eat it, and it can damage the GI tract a lot. And then always remember your electrical cords for any of your decorations. Sometimes cats and dogs will chew on those live electrical cords and may end up getting electrocuted, which can present with trouble breathing, burns, and sometimes even seizures. When you have your house guests over staying at the house, please make sure that they know that the pets are there and that they're making sure they shut doors tightly, that they don't leave anything down in the room they're staying in that could be harmful to your pets. And although we don't often light a lot of fireplaces in Florida, it's still a hazard, and make sure that you always have it blocked off so that your pet cannot be harmed. If you have any additional questions, please visit our website at veterinaryemergencygroup.com. Thank you.